AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Shortly after announcing heightened security for Joe Biden's inauguration will begin this Wednesday rather than the day before the inauguration, Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf announced his resignation. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf is resigning. In a message to staff, Wolf announced he will step down at 11:59 p.m. Monday, and Pete Gaynor will become the Acting Homeland Security Secretary. Gaynor previously ran the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Last week, Wolf asked President Donald Trump and all elected officials to strongly condemn the violence that took place at the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday. He tweeted, "We now see some supporters of the president using violence as a means to achieve political ends." He called the violence unacceptable. Mike Gracia, Washington.
An FBI bulletin is warning of plans for armed protests in all 50 state capitals and Washington, D.C. ahead of the inauguration. National Guard bringing in more troops to D.C. for Inauguration Day for security reasons. The Washington Monument will be closed until after that day. President-elect Joe Biden says the venue for his swearing-in will not change.
"I'm not afraid of taking the oath outside."
The president-elect says it's important to punish those responsible for the deadly violence last week at the Capitol. Meanwhile, the House has started the process of impeaching President Trump for a second time. AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The impeachment resolution charges him with incitement of insurrection, blaming him for spurring supporters to riot at the Capitol last week and warning he could do more damage before his term ends next week. A vote could come Wednesday, but first, Democrats are urging Vice President Pence and a majority of the cabinet to invoke constitutional powers and remove the president, though Pence has given no indication he's ready to do that.
This is AP News. States are playing catch-up when it comes to getting the coronavirus vaccines into the arms of the people. Ed Donahue has more.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says it's all a work in progress.
"What we were able to quickly learn over the course of the first 10 days is we needed to find a way to accelerate the process of providing those vaccines."
Convention centers, fairgrounds, and sports stadiums are now sites of mass vaccinations. San Diego's chief nursing officer, Denise Foster, is at Petco Park.
"They're scheduled 2,500, but we're looking to ramp that up to 5,000 per day."
The CDC says about 9 million people have received their first shot, 2.7% of the population. Experts say as much as 85% of the population will have to be inoculated to achieve herd immunity and vanquish the outbreak. I'm Ed Donahue.
Johns Hopkins reports more than 375,000 people have died in the pandemic in the United States. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.